Dugan's legal troubles began last spring when she let a man through a side door of her courtroom. Federal agents had showed up to arrest him for being in the country illegally. The agents had what's known as an administrative warrant. It was signed by an official with Immigration and Customs Enforcement. In their latest filing, Dugan's attorneys argue that type of warrant did not give immigration officials the right to arrest someone inside the courthouse. If courts end up accepting that argument, it would have broad implications, says retired University of Wisconsin-Madison professor Howard Schwaber.
The ripple effect would mean that ICE agents should be barred from courthouses all over the country.
Federal prosecutors are due to respond to those arguments later this month. Sarah Lear, Wisconsin Public Radio.